Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Every day, I might get a little tired on the weekend. After I throw my pay, I go back working. Come Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew.
There we are with the workers. Enjoy the weekend, ladies and gentlemen. You can take us with you. Jay and I will be here live on Labor Day morning with James Collins, who's at the controls in our studio in Dallas, to bring the workers and their plight into focus. The unions are the ones who are responsible for having Labor Day. It was something that happened, I think, I'm going back to the 1930s. I think it was during Franklin Roosevelt's presidency that this all started. And so does it recognize the American worker? It's supposed to, but does it? That's the question. Does it do what it's supposed to do? I guess that would be an individual question. Ask yourself, what do you know, I mean, about your own job? We expect you know about that. But what do you know about other people's jobs? And what do you think you need to know about what other people have in terms of responsibility and how hard their jobs may be?
I don't think we really do. Isn't it odd that when you, and I feel like this is more of an American thing to do, but when you meet someone, you tend to ask the unintentionally rude question, what do you do for a living?
Yeah, right.
And in our society, especially of networking nowadays, it can come off as very opportunistic. And while you're trying to get to know somebody and asking, what do you do for a living, it can come off as, so what can you do for me? But at the same time, these aren't questions we ask our friends, some of our best friends. Does everybody know what their best friend truly does? You might know the company for which they work, but do you know what they actually do? Because you're having deeper conversations, not just the typical, so what do you do for a living?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is what we are. So what do you do? It's a conversation starter, I suppose. Icebreaker. Well, what do you then do? Maybe the other question is, do you have a freckle on your butt? Is that
I noticed a dimple on your cheeks. Do you have one?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, that. Yeah. Where's your birthmark? Show us that. Speaking of workers, here in Boston at the airport, the other day when I was landing, there was a hubbub, but I didn't realize what it was. And then I found out that a worker on a forklift truck, which apparently he lost control of, it fell over on him at the airport and it killed him. This is an accident. You know, there are some of these loading areas. And all of, anytime you get on a plane, you look outside the plane and see all of the hubbub, all the activity, all of the little trams running around with food and with baggage and with fuel and all that stuff. You ever watch? It's a really interesting story. It's a great way.
I was younger, yeah.
Yeah, to, this was a fellow in the JetBlue end of the airport, and the machinery overturned. Apparently, he ran into part of the structure. And so, anyway, it must have hit it hard because these things have a cage around them, and that's supposed to protect them. But some, like the push that gets used, you know, when the plane is backing out of, well, the plane's not actually doing that. There's a what they call a push. No, well, actually, that's not true.
Really?
Planes do have reverse. The jet engines, when you land, when you hear that, the roar of the jet engines, those are the engines being reversed so as to slow the plane down. But the plane, and they used to use these on planes like the MD-80s and the DC-9s that had tail engines on them. They, in some of the smaller airports where they didn't have those little trucks to push you away from the gate, they would reverse the engines and that would pull the plane away from the gate. And not many people knew that, not many people. It's not as easy to do, nor as good. The rear engine planes didn't seem to be hurt by it, but if you did it, with the most, you know, all the conventional planes today have the engines under the wings. And it apparently is not good for the structure, the superstructure of the plane to do it, to put the engines in reverse that way. And then when I was told that, I asked that question, and then I'm thinking to myself, if you're landing, a plane lands, hits the ground at 180 miles an hour. So as they put the brakes on here, you know, a lot of squealing, depending on what kind of a plane it is. And then they throw them. It's almost like there isn't enough room. You're wondering, am I going to end up in the front of a building or are we going to go over into the ocean? You know how they do this notoriously at LAX. They have long runways there, but they still put the thrusters on. And the planes, everything that you have in your lap, everything that's on the seat, onto the floor it goes. And you know, you always feel yourself being pulled ahead by that. And so anyway, that's the story of... I don't know. I got off on that because of what happened to this fellow. There's nothing. He was dead there. Whatever it was, it must have gotten him. But anyway, dangerous stuff. All right. Speaking of that, a mother of two died from extremely rare infection. She got bitten by a dog, and it seemed like an innocent dog bite. She was playing with her friend's German Shepherd when she got a small nip on her hand. Lady's name was Tracy Rideout, 53 years of age, didn't think any of it. It's like a dog bite. And we've all been bitten. You've been bitten by a dog?
I have not. I've gotten scratched by dogs. Yeah. I've never been bit. My son was bit by a dog on his wrist. Fortunately, it didn't break skin, though. And yeah. I think it's one of those things. It's when it breaks skin, especially if cats. Oh, my gosh, if a cat bites you and it breaks your skin, you need to go to the doctor. There's bacteria and...
Well, that's what happened here.
Scratch with cat scratch fever or something like that. But this dog broke skin, and she just thought, oh, it's a dog bite. People get bit by dogs all the time. They don't always break skin.
No. I've had this happen. The first time I got a dog bite was when I was about 5 years old. I was on my tricycle, and I was going down the sidewalk at my aunt's house, and there was a collie laying on the grass, and his tail was in the walkway. And I rode over it with my bike, and the dog got up and bit me, which I suppose she was entitled to do since I ran over her tail. Never forgot that incident. And then over the years, I had a couple of dogs bite me here and there. And like this thing, I didn't think anything of it. I didn't wash them out. I don't even remember washing out a couple of them that I had. But this woman had a rare bacterial infection that spread to her kidneys and her liver and her blood, and it killed her fast. All of her organs just shut down. And so that was, they had her on dialysis, and that didn't do any good. The infection was, as the authorities said, was extremely rare. A family set up a GoFundMe page to pay the medical bills and funeral costs, but just think about it. Think about how, what do we take for granted? Maybe that's the question here. What in your life do you take for granted? Whether it's something that's good or bad. Oh, well, it's just one of those things.
Mm-hmm. You brush it off.
Yeah, right,
we're
exactly.
Taught not, like, don't overreact.
Mm-mm. No.
Rub some dirt on it. Walk it off.
Well, I'm a believer in throwing dirt on stuff like that, actually. I think it's good for it. All right, here's a discovery from the science department. The folks that are working on enzymes and that sort of thing, enzymes are normally something that we associate with what's in our body. Enzymes help to break down the food and our digestive system. And you probably we've heard me talk to Dr. Jack Stockwell about his energy enzymes that break down, they convert the food that you have better in your stomach into energy. Well, Apparently, science has discovered an enzyme that converts air into energy, and the result is a new, cleaner way to make energy. So this is for all those of you, perhaps you should sport this instead of buying an electric car. This will probably get you further. Not that you can do it at home, but this is about this good bacteria, which is microorganisms that are part of what's in us and in the atmosphere and in existence here. They figured out how to capture this good bacteria, and they actually figured out how it can make electricity pretty much out of thin air, which is really quite amazing. And so, but, you know, you look at something like this and you think, okay, this is the simplest, easiest, and best way. Let's put some money behind it. But there's no money to be made here. So one wonders whether some of these, you know, climate control phony balonies would get behind something like this. Because the whole climate scam that's going on now is all about making money. And you can see the federal government throwing like hundreds of thousands of dollars. I just saw something, Jay, I think you sent it to me, $233 million, or maybe I saw it in my farm, one of my farm trade papers. $233 million been set aside by the Biden administration. Didn't you send me that information? I think
yes,
you did.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do something that's questionable when it comes to helping on the farm with energy creation. I've forgotten what it actually was, but I know that when I looked at it, I thought, this is kind of dicey. What the heck are they going to do with this? Anyway, the reason I bring this up is because it's one of those things that now science has come around. They've been trying to work on this. I think it felt to me, Jay, like it was almost an accident. One of those things that's created when you're looking for something else, and then came along.
And you stumble across it and run with it.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, that's the latest story on enzymes. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance for your motorcycle, boats, RVs, for protection on the road and on the water. Call 800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does. 23 after the hour. Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, brought to you in part by the folks who will provide you with two free nights in Las Vegas. All you have to do is call 800-419-DOUG, which translates easily into 800-419-3684. Kind of like all those talk stations. The last four digits are 8255 for talk, right? Very clever.
Remember that? Yes.
Call us now. Yeah, right, exactly.
8255 anyway. Talk.
Yep. Go to Las Vegas, have some fun, play the craps, and go to a buffet, have some fun in the sun. Doesn't cost you anything for two nights. 800-419-DOUG. Yeah, I'm not kidding. First 10 callers, there are people there, 10 operators, so 10 callers get in immediately. When you dial 800-419-3684, doesn't make any difference. This program is heard around the clock, around the weekend. There'll be somebody there to take your call and sign you up for those two free nights. Nothing, there's no hitch, there's nothing to it. It's just there. That's how they are marketing and promoting in Las Vegas. Two free nights, 800-419-3684, whoopee. All right, so in the business of crime, we always have some connection to crime in the countdown of the story list, and so I found this to be the most interesting story. You see if you agree with me, Michael, when it comes to crime. The story of a guy named Daniello Cavalcante, who's 34 years old. He was convicted of stabbing his girlfriend to death in broad daylight in front of the two children that they had. The judge said when he was sentenced, his depravity knows no bounds. You look into the face of this guy and you see nothing. He has nothing in his eyes. There's just nothing. So he was put away into a prison in Chester County, Pennsylvania. And not any sooner than he got in, he got out. And so he's wandering around someplace. He obviously is extremely dangerous. But one wonders, the angle to the story that I take in talking about it on the air is, what the heck's going on in this jail that they put? Why did they put this guy, who's a hardened criminal, a scary so-and-so, in a county jail? And this guy, he would stop at nothing to get out.
How did he get out?
He stabbed this woman 38 times in front of the children.
How did he get out of jail?
He just, apparently, he found... there was some window or something that was correctly sealed, and he figured it out quickly. He was in and out. I mean, this is a county jail.
Now he's, as they say, in the wind.
On the lam. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, just that kind of stuff. What goes on? What are we paying for? That's the question. What are we, as taxpayers, I would think the people in that county would be outraged. The sheriff should get fired. The mayor should be recalled. How do you run a county jail that's that loose? And why in the name of heaven in the first place you go to the judge, too? What'd you put him in that jail for? Unless you wanted him to get out. Right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they wanted him to get out. They just probably weren't paying attention. But what they should do
but that's
is
what they get paid
call,
for.
The folks at Windorama, which... Yeah.
Okay, so I was too serious for a moment.
No, you weren't. No, it's like, what am I going to do about this? You know?
Now, that's a great question.
Yeah.
What,
oh, my gosh. I just heard Doug
person?
Say that some guy climbed out. He came out through the bathroom window.
Yeah.
And he was a psychopathic, sociopathic piece of crap.
Murderer.
And
yeah.
And some young woman actually trusted him enough to have two children with him and call him her old man. You know, how does a guy without a spark in his eyes who has the face of a blank, staring piece of garbage get a woman to hook up with him?
Sometimes women love those guys for whatever the reason. Good God.
Isn't that weird?
That's a question, yeah. All right, we continue. Got another half hour to go on the countdown. It's 28 after the hour now.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tens of thousands of people gathered for the Burning Man Festival remain stranded in the Nevada desert after storms swept through the area. Legendary singer Jimmy Buffett was battling a form of skin cancer at the time of his death, his website revealed. Buffett was 76. A teenage boy was shot and killed by police after he allegedly killed a police dog and pointed a gun at officers, CNN reported. It happened Saturday in a suburb of Atlanta. Five people charged in an Alabama riverfront brawl that drew national attention as white boaters fought with black riverboat crew members have pleaded not guilty to assault and disorderly conduct charges. At the movies, Denzel Washington's The Equalizer 3 scored big, $41 million to top the box office in its debut weekend. Jerry Garmash, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable.
Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A good day, Karen.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. Anytime I want to be in a good mood, I listen to my Grams on Good Day.
Sounds like Cher to me, Jay. Isn't that, yeah, it is.
For her all day.
Yeah. All right. Okay, 34 at the hour. Preparing for the long Labor Day weekend we are. Thinking the fact that it's the end of August, beginning of September is just something that most of us, if not all of us, want a discount on. We want a discount on the summer because it wasn't the summer that we wanted it to be. And combined with
half off.
Yeah, right. Take half off whatever it costs you to enjoy yourself for this summer. Here's something that you all can hope would happen to you. Here's a woman. I sound like, I've been around James too long. Y'all. The story of a woman who bought a cheap painting in one of those thrift, like Goodwill, right? She bought a painting for $4. And it actually turns out to be a piece of lost artwork that's worth $250,000. Talk about a bargain. Woo-ah! Anyway, the buyer apparently was looking for used frames at a Savers store. We have a lot of those in New England. Do you have Savers stores out in the Midwest?
I think we do. They sound familiar. Yeah.
Like Goodwill, you bring your stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
and sell it. Anyway, this lady was antiquing, looking for old frames, and wanted to repurpose them. They found a stack of frames leaning against a wall, mostly damaged posters, prints, that sort of thing. And then there's this painting, and it turned out to be a Wyeth painting. Wyeth was a great American painter, and they cleaned it up, and when they looked at it, they discovered it was real. So what do? Do they put it out for sale? Or she just knows that she's got something that's worth
20? Yeah, she bought it fair and square, so it's pretty much her choice if she decides she wants to sell it or if she wants to keep it.
Yeah. I think I'd sell it, right? Would you?
Says
I think I'd do that.
It depends. I haven't seen this. If I actually like the painting, I'd probably keep it.
Yeah.
Have something fancy on the wall if I didn't really care for it.
The Picasso paintings, some of them are not that. And some of the weird stuff that's done by some of the weirder painters. Anyway, art is like beauty. It's in the eyes of the beholder, and that's it.
It is. And how many artists don't really, their name does not become well known until after
their death?
Right.
Yep. That's what happens. All right, here are some children, speaking of things that are valuable, uncovering a bunch of human remains at summer camp. Here you go. Let's go to summer camp and have some fun, and we'll dig around, and we'll find a human skull.
What do you write home to your parental units?
Right.
Dear Mom and Dad,
I miss
camp
you.
Camp is going really well.
Yeah.
We explored.
Well, I remember when in elementary school, more than anything else, one of the exercises when you came back to school after Labor Day every year was write an essay about what you did this summer. Summer at camp or summer, on a traveling vacation,
summer
whatever
loving.
It is.
Had me a blast.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm writing one about this human skull that I found at camp. Woo-hoo! So apparently this skull is part of an investigation out in the western part of Massachusetts in Greenfield. Some bodies have been missing, and so they're trying to figure out whether these bones in the skull are from somebody that was, they got involved with someone that was up to no good. A 7-year-old boy is the one who found this skull. Imagine that. What does that do for you for the rest of your life? You dig up somebody's skull at 7 years old.
Like, that just seems very traumatic, but maybe it's one of those things that maybe it's more traumatic for an adult who understands more of the concept of what they're finding. But I feel like a 7-year-old, to a degree, they understand a little bit more. Children understand a lot more than we give them credit for at very young ages.
I think that's true. Instinctively. Yep. All right, a couple of other museum pieces. This is, I suppose, kind of from the good old days. A reveal for a West Point time capsule that was planted in 1820. West Point, the military academy. I think that was about the time it was founded. And so apparently some people now have discovered that this is at the base of a campus monument at West Point. And they opened it up, apparently, the time capsule, to see what was in it. It was live streamed. The cadets were looking at, they're trying to find out what the history of West Point's all about. So this thing was a lead box, a couple of hundred years old. Let's see, there was mud. They thought there would be like a flag, maybe ring, class ring, that sort of thing. So they opened up, this is an auditorium full of cadets watching as the professor opened up the box. Right? This bill, can you imagine?
I feel like there'd be side bets going on,
different
wagers. Can you guess what's in there? My mind would be on some kind of Coke bottle. I don't know why. I just feel like maybe it just always seems like
there's Coke around
kind of Coke
in the 1820s.
Bottle.
My
brain automatically readjusted that to 1920s.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So this is the 1820s.
Yeah, this is the 1820s.
Yeah, I would think dirt.
Yeah.
And wood pieces, wood chips.
I guess this is a soft pedal on this, but one of the cadets said, quote, "The box didn't quite meet our expectations." I think. All right, just mud in there. All right, another one. A British museum has sent a totem pole back to the natives in Canada, 36 foot. You ever see a totem pole? You know what a totem pole is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, James, you know what a totem pole is?
Yeah.
I want to know.
Yeah, they usually have, like, animals and, like, like ancestral kind of stuff.
Yeah, Indian. Yeah, well, we don't call them Indians anymore, but the natives.
Exactly.
And so this is, this totem pole was carved for a house in British Columbia. It's a century old, and it's considered to be sacred by the natives. And so how did it get, though, to England from Canada? I guess that's my question. As I look at this, I'm trying to figure out how it got to, actually ended up in Scotland, was there. There was a, near me, along the Charles River, going into Boston on Route 30, there used to be what was called Norumbega Park. It was a outdoor, you know, one of those summer parks where you go to have rides and boats and that sort of thing. And outside there was a huge totem pole. Norumbega was an Indian term, a native term. Indians, that's what Indians, that's what they were called. And the totem pole was something that represented one of the tribes or several of the tribes that were here. The Narragansett tribe is a New England tribe. Trying to think of, there are a couple of others, the Washakum tribe, there's a local native tribe. Because every totem pole that was ever built had something that was distinctive about it that referred to the history or the makeup of the tribe that made the totem pole. Did you know, I mean, do even people know anymore what, anything about totem poles? I guess they aren't many, they're not around much, so probably nobody pays much attention to them. Right? Mm-hmm. Why would you
Well,
pay?
And they are sacred, but there are some people who are the, I'm blanking on the name, the woodworkers, the hobby woodworkers, whittlers.
Whittlers,
who
yeah.
do different things, and some of them will, if there is a tree that maybe fell or was cut down a little bit, but not fully, some of them will turn the rest of that tree into a totem pole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. It's, there are all kinds of ornate decorations that are a part of culture of various factions and parts of our history. No matter where you live in the world, there are those things, the artifacts that are around that become precious and valuable, much as anything else. All right, here's something that will upset Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's coming along with his questions for Dr. Ken. One of the questions he has this week on a Good Day Health program that you hear over the weekend on many of these same stations. Ken and I talk about marijuana, three different aspects of marijuana. The information this week also includes a call for a reclassification of marijuana by the feds. This has long since been rumored. Legalization, they're not asking for legalization of marijuana across the country. I think it's legal in 26 or 28 states now. But they don't dare to use that word, so they're going to do something else. They're going to reclassify marijuana so that it's not in the same category as cocaine or heroin, which, of course, it's not.
Nor should it be.
Yeah, it shouldn't be. Right, exactly. But this will be a big hoorah, and the Republicans will get all worked up about it, and the Democrats will get... They wouldn't have. Trump wanted to do it, but he didn't dare. I get a kick out of that. I don't think, by the way, here's something that came to mind. As I'm looking at this story, I'm thinking, okay, Hunter Biden, easy, see him using pot. Joe Biden, what do you think? Yes, no? What do you think? You think Joe would use pot?
I could go either way.
Really?
I wouldn't be surprised if he did. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't.
Yeah. See George W. Bush using pot?
Yes.
Obama?
Yes.
Yeah,
well, Obama
definitely.
Admitted to it. Somebody asked because who was the president was like, yes, I've smoked pot,
Clinton.
But I didn't inhale.
Clinton.
Yeah.
Clinton. Yeah, Clinton.
And then somebody asked that to Obama, and Obama goes, isn't that the point?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a fan, although those of you who have been listening to me for a long time know 4 or 5 years ago there was a story with me. I was trying to pay out the mortgage on my farm, and somebody came to me with a proposal to build a marijuana grow facility on the farm. We got permission to do it, and then it got locked up in an appeal from a couple of neighbors, and then the COVID thing came out, so the money dried up, and that was the end of that. And everybody said to me, they thought I would be the last person in the world to grow marijuana on my farm or any place else, because I'm so anti-marijuana. It's not my business. I don't really care what you do, but I don't want it around me. I can't stand the smell.
It sounds like a skunk.
Ah, awful. Yuck.
Well, and that's one of the things where it's not everybody's cup of tea. And you, Doug, you've been very forthright that you don't smoke pot, you don't drink or anything, but you don't condemn people who do either.
Where
a lot of times people who do stand in that mindset of I don't drink at all, I don't do any of this stuff, I never have, do kind of condemn anybody. Even a casual drinker will suddenly be like, you need AA.
Yeah.
It's just these extremes.
Here's the mother. This mother, what do you do with this? Now, the conversation about Florida has been about the storm. But here, hidden under the headlines, is the story of a mother in Florida accused of trying to hire a hitman to kill her 3-year-old son. What kind of a monster, a mental midget, whatever. So now she and the guy she hired as the hitman have been arrested, and there is you look at this guy. This lady's name is Jasmine Perez, only 18 years old. So she had the baby when she was 15. So what's going on with her in general? There's probably no parental, there's no home life, there's no nothing. And so she was going to hire somebody for $3,000 to get rid of her child. And this is how stupid these people are. Give them up for adoption, you moron. You know, it's just, this is the kind of stuff. The lack of education or the problems for people that come into this country who don't know how to speak the language or know about our culture are amazing and annoying. 48 after the hour. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433.
All right, so I'm off on a tangent now, Jay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Only the moldy oldies among us, Chaka, will remember the theme from Columbo. Like many of the other iconic themes of that era, Lalo Schifrin, say it again, Doug, Lalo Schifrin created themes like Mission Impossible, for example, and this one and a bunch of others. All right, so why are we excited about this moldy oldie from our Goldie
this day in TV history, September 1st, 1978, the final episode of Columbo aired on NBC. He would still do it, Peter Falk, in TV movies. Actually, the last TV movie of Columbo he did in 2000 in three. But you're right. Back in the day, in the 70s, these type of shows were extremely popular and a huge part. Yeah. Of the pop culture, you had Columbo, and then you had Rockford Files,
Rock with Hudson, Connor,
right? Yeah, you had men of the show, Mannix, Mike Connors, Barnaby Jones with Buddy Epson, and a show called Cannon. CBS had a lot of them, but they were very, very popular, and people tuned into these shows in really big numbers. But Peter Falk,
I'm trying to remember,
was beloved. People loved Peter Falk.
Cannon, William, and see his face.
Yeah.
Said guy. He was the original voice. He was an old voice
actor. He was fantastic on the show. But you know what's interesting? Think about this. I'm not trying to disparage because, you know, he was not exactly looking like Chris Pine. So, you know, here's a guy is probably in his, upper 40s, 50 doing that role. Portly. But that's the way they cast it. It worked.
About Columbo?
No, I'm talking about Cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people like those shows a lot, and he was really good on that show.
Yeah, he was.
And Buddy Epson was, you know, not a young guy when he did Barnaby Jones.
No, and it was so contrary to the type of roles that he'd played as well, Buddy Epson. So, and he was very good all the way around. He's a good bad guy, but he started as a vaudevillian dancer. That's where Buddy Epson got his start in show business. He was a vaudevillian dancer. And with Bob Hope. In fact,
and obviously, you know, the classic story that Buddy Epson was originally the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz back in 1931, was allergic to the material in the Tin Man suit. Filmed a lot of scenes, and they had to replace him. So, and the rest is movie history, right?
Got it. All right. Speaking of movie history, Taylor Swift,
I see
the tour And the theatrical concert experience is going to be in movie theaters, I think, at the end of
October
the month.
13th. Here's the, October 13th. Here's the thing. The Exorcist, the beginning, or not the beginning, the believe, I don't, it's a subtitle, the new Exorcist movie that was supposed to come out that day, and Universal Pictures, or Warner Brothers, got spooked by this announcement of this Taylor Swift, and they're going to put it out October 6th to stay, they don't want to do the same weekend. Now, right. This Taylor Swift concert film, because I help run a small independent theater which you visited. Here's the booking request. You have to play it a minimum of 4 weeks.
Yep.
I think you can only play one show a day. The ticket price, Doug, for adults is $19.89 a ticket. I think children like 13 something. So they're really, you know, they're grabbing patrons by the throat. That's a lot of money, you know.
Yeah. Well, listen.
I mean, I know people, but here's the thing. First day. They announced this yesterday, $10 million in pre-sales already.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that tells you something.
If we had, listen to this, if we had 1% of those pre-sales for our spot today, we'd be okay.
Very true. Yeah. What do you make of a couple of things from the late nighters? Jimmy Kimmel said he was going to retire, and now he's not going to because of the Hollywood strike.
I never thought of him as a person who would retire.
He's 55. Why would he retire?
I don't get it.
Yeah, no, but they are also self-absorbed.
You could argue that the late night with Jimmy Kimmel is his one thing claim to fame, and it's a big one because he's made a fortune.
He's done well because
he's good.
Of
I like it.
Yeah, he's okay. He started out as a, he was a producer on a radio show in Boston. Somehow or other, he got to know somebody who worked with Howard Stern. And then he became a producer with Howard Stern, a writer, I think, more than anything else for Howard Stern.
Well, he did that man show, right? He did the man show. Yeah, which was,
right.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah, listen, I don't know. It doesn't. Nobody's like Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon.
No,
just
I would agree. That was like we just said, you know, these shows, Columbo. But everything else at the end of the day, when history writes itself, a lot of things or most things are products of their time. Right? They have
Look
a place
for the Bob
time.
The Bob Barker tribute on CBS last night was fabulous. It's going to be on again on Monday. Check that out. All right, Chucker, we'll talk to you on Monday. Long weekend, so we won't have box office totals till Tuesday anyway.
Thank you.
Right now, it's Friday at 58, almost 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.